Today is Chamish Shusav of B'Shvat. We don't make any Espedim. I'm just going to speak what we can learn from Rav Mordechai. Yesterday morning, Choshev's son, Rav Moshe, davened in our shul Shachas. I went over to him, he says, they're so weak, Mama, she feels any minute. I said to myself that he's not going to pass away before Chamish Shusav B'Shvat. And the reason is, Ilm b'moav arechachem. Ilm. Parents are ill, a tree. Perchsech miskunem. Such a beautiful fruit. I have to tell you what Moshe is. I'm very, very moved from the daughter. I asked her several times, I want to have the honor to take home Ramotra from shul. No, it's my mitzvah, it's my honor. Unfortunately, bizman hazeh, to make a call to a parent is really going out of their way. And this hush of a woman, I'm not talking about, but Eishes Chayil Meimtze, Mrs. Weinberger, how she took care of her husband. Not to know how I called her every week. I used to call her. She cried to me. I want Ramotra to feel better. But the daughter, a child should be so devoted with her hush of a husband. So devoted. This is something to learn. I'm not masper here. I'm telling us what we are lacking in our lives. The kibbutz of the aim. In America and Europe, it was way, way better. We let go of this. I said this Shabbos. I was once at in Tevedas, and Rabbi Yankiv gave a speech about kibbutz of the aim. And he went wild. He said, we don't understand the mitzvah of kibbutz of the aim. We don't feel it. I was thinking to me, if we would have seen Ramotra's daughter and son, and the son-in-law, how they behave, he wouldn't have spoken like that. These children are a role model for us. And not only a role model, we should learn from them, Takum. Meyerdike kibbutz aveim is something the Chinuch says, that why did Hashem put in kibbutz aveim? So we should know how to thank Hashem. It's to Alakuras HaToiv. Remembering, understanding, the feeling of a person. If the person is a person, that's the question. How much person is the person a person? Another thing that we have to learn from Ramotra. He went through the Gehenna of Auschwitz, wherever it was. They killed 24,000 Yidden every day. The utmost that they were able to, the capacity. He did not forget it. Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. Sometimes business or something gets in our way. We forget it. Rabbeinu Shalom in the way, in our life. Ramotra did not forget. And that's the reason, Ilm b'moav arecho, such a beautiful generation left over. Mamshach zan, Yiddish Tadoiris. Being part of Avraham Avinu, leman kisaves bunaves b'nevis v'shamri derech Hashem. This is what we have to learn from Ramotra. This is not a hesped. This is a thing that everyone has to learn. Not to leave go of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He did not leave go of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam when he was in the hardest part of his life that we can't even imagine that part of life. We wouldn't have been able to hold it out. They remember the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the world. And no kashas on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Got saved. A lot of people came to America, the golden America. There's so much money. Money is growing on the trees. Let's get the hanur of Gashmi. No. Raise the Yiddish doll. Yiddish kinder. Yiddish ainiklach. Eilish ye niklach. Sit and learn. I'm Eilish b'teira. This is what we have to learn. And that is chayvus is for everyone. Feeling that the ikedach a person has in his life, leaving over Yiddish doyers, that is too beshvat. Ilan eila b'moav v'erechecho. We should all be zoicha. That they should be able to say this to us. B'moav v'erechecho, you have such a beautiful children. You have such a beautiful einiklach. And he einiklach. M'uch Hashem, it's dinim, I'm putting my mom in.